You're listening to SBS News.
At the drive-through COVID testing site in Melbourne, Italy-born Rosa Curcio-Bacham is about to try out a new app designed to overcome the language barrier in COVID screening.
What's brought you in today?
Test.
Relaying complex COVID screening information and asking non-English speaking patients questions has been a challenge for medical staff and for some of the 21% of Australians who speak a language other than English at home. The Cold Assist app is designed to make it easy.
A tosse, mal di gola, affanno.
And has the tick of approval from Ms. Curcio-Bacham.
No, it's not a proprio facile.
It's easy to understand, and I understand everything.
Ho capito tutto.
Kylie Roper runs the testing site and says until now, staff have sometimes had to rely on translating websites to try and get their message across.
Until we've had the app, we've actually been using Google Translate, which is quite difficult.
Cold Assist is a free mobile app enabling non-English speakers to be asked COVID-19 screening questions in language. It allows them to respond by pressing a tick or a cross. Ms. Roper says having an assurance that a patient understands what you're telling them is key to the COVID screening process.
Because it's medical, we really need to make sure that they fully understand what we're talking to them about. So we do have some handouts that we can give them, but to get that information from them, we're really restricted with just the Google Translate.
Developed by Western Health and the government's science agency, CSIRO, the Cold Assist app was initially developed in 2017 for use in hospitals, enhancing communication between patients and healthcare workers, including nurses, dietitians, and other allied health staff. But at the onset of the pandemic, the Victorian government put in over $450,000 to expand the app to meet an urgent need for in-language conversations at COVID screening sites. Western Health's Sally Brinkman says cross-language communication will be critical to keeping the virus under control.
If we don't give people the chance to understand our questions and to be able to answer reliably, we're putting all of us at a disadvantage.
She says although printed in-language information is available, it isn't meeting everyone's needs.
Is reliant on people having literacy skills to be able to read that information, and the sorts of words that we're using are quite complex at times. They're new words, they're things that people haven't heard and had to use before.
Words can also be interpreted differently in each community. Macedonian speaker Lily Blajevska spent months interpreting and voicing questions for the app. She says direct translations don't work in many cases. For example, the English phrase a runny nose might be communicated as a literal running nose. Ms. Blajevska says a lot of work was put in to ensure the words being used to communicate with other language speakers were the right ones.
It was a little bit challenging. We had team discussions in the office amongst us, and we were also, luckily in this day of technology, we can sort of log into the internet and see what is used out there in our communities overseas.
The CSIRO says involving community interpreters puts the app beyond what an online translation website can do. Deputy Director of CSIRO's Australian eHealth Research Centre, Dr. Jill Frain, says accuracy was the focus for ensuring the app is effective.
The content has been curated by clinicians. It has been translated and interpreted by the interpreting services team at Western Health, and it is all pre-recorded and locked down. So you don't have any of the risk of using online tools, and we've used our professional services to ensure that the content is right.
The app can be used in testing centres and hospitals across Australia and will soon be made available to other countries, including the United States, Canada and the United Kingdom. Dr. Frain says while the app is important in maintaining Australia's progress in flattening the COVID curve, it could be an essential tool for those countries still recording high daily case numbers.
We are also releasing the app internationally, and so we know that while we may be in a good position right now, there are other countries that would benefit from this tool and use it much more frequently than we are using it at the moment.
Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley has congratulated Western Health and the CSIRO for finding new ways to support culturally and linguistically diverse patients. Western Health says the Cold Assist app has an important role to play, but was not designed to completely replace interpreters. Currently, the app supports 10 languages: Arabic, Cantonese, Croatian, Greek, Italian, Macedonian, Mandarin, Serbian, Spanish, and Vietnamese, but there is scope for expansion. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.